I'm speaking with Philip Abbott, professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University, about a new report from Farm Foundation just released on what's driving food prices, a follow-up to reports done in 2008 and 2009. Now, one of the factors cited this time around in the report is the impact of Chinese agricultural policies, particularly in soybean stocks. So if you could start us off by explaining what the report found in that regard.
One of the big drivers of the current rise in at least corn and soybean prices is the increase in Chinese imports of soybeans. While that had been growing since the mid-90s, there was a dramatic increase in Chinese imports of soybeans between 2006 and now. That's different from its effect on corn or wheat and rice, because China pursues a completely different trade policy for soybeans than for wheat and rice. In the case of soybeans, China imports 86% of their use of soybeans. They import roughly 55 million tons in the last year. In the case of wheat and rice, they import or export virtually nothing. They were at one point earlier in the decade a very small net exporter, but they import nothing. In the case of corn, a feed grain, we're talking a lot about what the Chinese might import, but last year they imported only 1 million metric tons. That's 1/50 of what they imported of soybeans. And there's talk maybe of it going to 2 million tons this year, but that's talk, not reality. And another aspect of it that's important, China controls what crosses its border and doesn't trade these commodities by choice for wheat, rice, and corn, and it does for soybeans. But in all the cases, it's more conservative than others in terms of holding stocks. So the stocks of soybeans in the major exporters in the U.S. and Latin America had declined during the course of the 2008 crisis and then since then. So the Chinese have decided to build stocks. So now while we're holding about 5% of our use in stocks of soybeans, the Chinese have increased their stocks to about 23%. And that increase in stock holding accounts for almost 40% of the increase in soybean imports since about 2006. So it's an important factor, and it's a consequence of policy decision affecting one of the what we think are the big drivers of the corn and soybean prices.
Once again, that's agricultural economist Philip Abbott with Purdue University, one of the co-authors of the Farm Foundation report, What's Driving Food Prices. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.